All right, Gretch, TSA stepping up security screening after new evidence shows terrorists are using surgically implanted bombs to attack America and Americans. And some of these doctors of death are being educated and have been educated right here in the United States of America. Joining us right now from Phoenix is the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, Dr. Zudi Jasser. Say it ain't so, doctor. This is true?
Well, I don't think we should be surprised. I mean, these physicians, we've seen it in the 7/7 bombers. We've seen it with Afia Siddiqui, an MIT scientist, and Dr. Sabir from Florida was an emergency room doc that was healing al-Qaeda to go back. And we even see it in fascist thugs, dictators like Bashar al-Assad in Syria, who was trained in London and went back to be one of the worst dictators in the Middle East.
I'm going
to
run through some of them that have been chronicled. For example, this guy, Rafiq Abdus Sabir, you just mentioned, went to Colombia.
Yeah. I mean, this is, they simply, remember, they are trained and grow up in an ideology of Islamic supremacism long before they get their vocation of medicine, before they become so-called healers. No different than Dr. Mengele worked with the Nazis. So we should not be surprised. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, is pejoratively called the Brotherhood of Engineers. These are scientists. We're not, you know, we hear some of the apologists say that this is about poverty, it's about education.
Yeah.
It's not about that. Nidal Hassan was a psychiatrist, educated from a good family, and was an army officer, but yet carried cards that said he was a soldier of Allah. And our administration put out a counterterrorism strategy report recently that mentioned the word ideology over 20 times, but didn't say what it was. So we need to understand that fascists like these physicians are going to continue to use their tools to fight us in any way they can, and we need to start addressing what that ideology is.
Yeah, like the shoe bomber might have been a numbskull, but the people that put him up to it weren't. Afia Siddiqui, this character studied microbiology at MIT and did graduate work at Brandeis, and you know what? This person has been nothing but a terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's no different than the nuclear scientists that train in the West to then go back to Iran to help them build a bomb. She helped as a scientist to begin to develop some technology that al-Qaeda could use, and she was thankfully now behind bars and arrested and convicted. So at the end of the day, we can't lull ourselves into thinking that we're just fighting a band of uneducated gangs. I mean, these are sophisticated people that are developing new and ingenious ways of fighting us, and we need to be open to understanding that we have to stop them long before they get to their graduate school.
And we got to take a look at some of these.
We have to break apart the ideology that feeds us.
And Dr.